safe march.
FM. Right, everybody, welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. As we discussed in the last episode, women have been involved in hip-hop since its very humble beginnings. We look closely at only the first decade of this art form last episode. Today, we will be focusing on the second decade and shine a spotlight on the ladies of the 80s. Our discussion today needs to start with Roxanne Shanté. Back in the early 1980s, she was a fierce MC. She didn't need to write rhymes, she was able to just start rapping and improvise entire songs. In hip-hop culture, this is called freestyling, and it's a difficult skill that some rappers simply cannot do. It means you have to be in the moment and capitalize on what is happening, what is coming next, and how it fits all together. Roxanne Shanté was able to do just that to kickstart her career and forever change the face of hip-hop culture. Pretty impressive for a 14-year-old girl from Queensbridge, whose name, strangely enough, was not Roxanne. She just happened to be in the right place at the right time one day when she overheard some men discussing a canceled concert by the rap group UTFO. At the time, UTFO had a huge hit entitled Roxanne Roxanne. The song was about a fictional girl who would not respond to any of the advances from the guys in the group. As such, they called her stuck up. They couldn't believe that she wouldn't respond to their fame, raps, charms. You know, they even went on to insult her family in the song. It was a catchy song, not aimed at anyone in particular. It was a story rhyme, and it wasn't meant to start any kind of war. What happened, though, was legendary producer Marley Marl, radio personality Mr. Magic, and Tyrone Williams were angered over the cancellation of the UTFO concert. Shanté just happened to be there while they were having this discussion, overheard what they were saying, and, knowing who they were, suggested that she could record a song in response to Roxanne Roxanne. They all agreed it was worth a shot. Shanté assumed the persona of Roxanne and acted like a woman scorned by what the men had said about her on the record. As legend has it, Shanté recorded the song in one take. It was laced with profanity, had a real straight edge to it, and was like anything we had heard from a female MC up to that point. The song was re-recorded with a new beat and less profanity so it could be released as a single. Listen to the song and we'll be right back to explore how this record sparked an interest in female MCs and paved the way for some legendary female rappers. This is Know Your History's dedication to the ladies of the 80s. This is Chase March for Dope FM, and this is Roxanne's Revenge by Roxanne Shanté.
And explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away, I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad and he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fine. He wears a Kango and that is cute, but he ain't got the money and he ain't got the loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to leg it. Every time that I see him, he says around. You see, compared to me, it's weak compared to mine. Every time that I know that I am saying something fresher, in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing less. And everybody knows I will win the contest. And after that came the educated rapper. His fingers start to snap and my hands start to clap. But every time that I see him, everything he say, he rockin' to the beat and he comes with this way. He said, oh, yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, he's saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, we'll always write. I have the freshest rhyme that I do recite. And after that, and you know it's true. But let me tell you something else. about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some crabbish rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack? So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC. I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must be. Better listen very close, cause I don't say this every day. My name is Roxanne, and they call me Shante. But every time of that, I say a rhyme, I just like a disser. It ain't nothing, your MCs wanna miss it. The Kango, if you think you're cute, you think it's alright. That's why you said it in a language so y'all wouldn't have to write. You started talking big Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down the block, cause I'm the one you're gonna clock. And everybody knows that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking, always have the fly guys pocket. Everybody knows it's me, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Everyone knows I am fresher, any glad or glory better. Every time I start to write, everyone is system. But every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a mirror. On the beat, as you can see. So the UPFO crew, you know what you could do. Let me tell you one for me, and then I'll tell you one for you. And every time you say a rhyme, it's just a like a this a. It ain't nothing that I don't wanna miss a. And if you think it right and I'm right in your beat, well then you just better know and listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say I rock it to the beat and I do it this way. I'm conceited, never beat it, never heard of defeated. I rock it to the beat and you know it is a me. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you wanna play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Cause with a twist on my cheek and a twist on my wrist, I have all the guys dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly, and you must admit, but everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, it is very hard to think you are God, but you do eat lard. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fly. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy so I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to tax like corn on the car. You're always trying to rob. You need to be out there looking for a job. Yeah, you're trying to meet and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know you're not a real man, cause a Roxanne needs a man. And yes, someone fresh who always dressed. Someone, yes, who will never fess. And then I'll say, yeah, forget the rest. You gotta be cute and you're trying to be fly. But all you wanna be is Roxanne's guy. Because I turned you down without a frown. Embarrassed you in front of your friends, made you look like a clown. And all you do is get real mad. And you talk about me and make me look bad. But everybody knows how the story goes. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts, or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your vein. And then it won't cause no kind of pain. But yet it's still, you're trying to be fly. I asked you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
That was Roxanne's Revenge by Roxanne Shante, and that record right there sparked what is known as the Roxanne Wars. It made Roxanne Shante a bona fide hip-hop star and also established the tradition of the Answer record. Of course, the version of that song I just played you is the cleaned-up single version of the track. It was released in 1984, but prior to its release, Roxanne Shante recorded a gritty underground version of that song, and as legend has it, she did it as a freestyle in one take. That means she made it up off the top of her head and just killed it. I wish I had that version to play for you. If you're out there listening to the show and you have it, could you please send it my way? Go to chasemarch.com, click on the Contact Me tab at the top of the page, because I would really like to get my hands on that dirty, profanity-laced original version. I mean, people hadn't heard anything like that at that time, especially coming from a female MC in 1984. I'd like to feature it on an upcoming episode of Know Your History where we can focus on the battle record. Because this record really did spark that whole tradition. Tons of people tried to follow in Shante's footsteps by releasing their own response songs. I mean, it got so convoluted that there are now over 100 such songs to add to that canon. I haven't heard them all, and quite frankly, I don't have any desire to. Roxanne Shante did it first. She made a memorable record, and she made her mark on the industry. Of course, UTFO didn't like this at all. So what did they do? Well, they followed Shantae and Marley Marl's lead and created their own Roxanne. In my humble opinion, the real Roxanne, as they called her, wasn't nearly as strong a track as Roxanne's Revenge. However, it did make the real Roxanne a star as well. I plan on dedicating an entire episode of Know Your History to the Answer record, and I will focus on the Roxanne Wars some more in that show. So today, I'm not going to play the real Roxanne for you, but I will play you her biggest hit. This song was released a couple years later in 1986. It reached number 24 on Billboard in the States. It charted in the UK. So it was a big record worldwide. It's called Bang Zoom, Let's Go, Go, and features the production and DJ skills of Howie T. Listen to this song, and we will continue our coverage of the ladies of the 80s with some true hip-hop legends who have managed to have lengthy careers and pave the way for female rappers. This is Chase March. Stay tuned, because you better know your history. We'll be right back. This is The Real Roxanne.
Yes, you are not rocking with the best. Can I get a hit, Howie? Thank you, for I am the sure shock and head clock and anything but not rocking, hip hop and Reebok and wear and tear and giving up to rock all the people in place to be. Can you hit me two times, Howie? Thank you. I'm gonna put some karate in your body, some rhymes in your mind. It's the MC Luck, and I don't give a what we're gonna do. What we're gonna do. What we're gonna do won't be no bummer. We're gonna rock like this straight through the sun as we cold break ill with the drummer. Hit me!
Is there orchestra. Don't be ridiculous. Who, me?
In the place to be.
It wasn't me, the Skeeter.
In a yellow tuxedo.
Freaking inside the speaker's tweeter.
But the only thing that the mosquito needed
was the Lady Devastator with the big drum beater. Sorry, wrong beat.
Right, that was the real Roxanne. I have a hard time calling her that though, since she most definitely was not the first Roxanne. Roxanne Shanté put her record out a year earlier and kept it pretty real in the process. She was a writer and an avid freestyler. She adopted the persona of Roxanne in a real and honest way, and in my humble opinion, deserves to be called the real Roxanne. I was never a fan of the real Roxanne. Of course, this little battle and controversy that started with one UTFO record helped to bring attention to female rappers in a brand new way. I mean, there had always been female rappers, but up until about 1984, none of them had managed to sell a lot of records. That all changed with a group that originally called themselves Supernature. There were three ladies in this group, two MCs, and one DJ. Coincidentally, they established themselves with an answer record as well. Their Showstopper was a response record to Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick's The Show. The group I'm talking about went on to release five very successful albums. They were the first female rap group to earn a platinum record, and they did so with their debut, Hot, Cool, and Vicious. They sold millions of records worldwide over their careers, and their 1993 release even went five times platinum. But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. This episode is focusing on the ladies of the 80s. So let's play that single that launched their career. This is Showstopper by Salt and Peppa. We'll be right back with Know Your History. Don't go nowhere.
Once again, my friends and countrymen, lend us your ears and eyes. The Showstopper is stupid, friend. When will you be satisfied?
People just stand, they pay to come in and they don't even dance.
They're
so uncouth,
they think they're cute.
Am I lying?
No, it's the truth.
Right now, gonna show you how it's supposed to be.
Cause we, the Salt and Pepper MCs, will chance the circumstance, rocks your pants.
My fans.
Thank you.
and Richie won't like it.
So?
Come on then, let's stop the show.
He said, come on, you're putting me on. As I got up to walk, he sang this song. Oh, baby, please don't go. What must I do to show the way I feel for you, girl? It's got to be real. When in reality, I know we'll never be. Cause you're still walking away from me. Oh,
cut this, cut this.
That was Showstopper by Salt and Peppa from their debut album Hot, Cool, and Vicious, which was the first commercially successful album by a female hip-hop act. Women had been part of hip-hop culture since its very inception, but for some reason, up until this point, they had been conspicuously absent from the world stage. Plenty of parties in and around the New York area featured some amazing female rappers. The only reason we don't know their names and celebrate their music is that hip-hop culture had to be experienced in the 1970s and early 80s. It was a community event to go to a show. People taped the concert and played those tapes until they wore out. Some of those tapes survive to this day, and I'd like to thank the people who've taken the time to share them on the internet. We can hear these voices that never made it to a recording studio on those homemade tapes. The last episode, I played one that featured the Inner City Disco and the Mercedes Ladies. Of course, another reason females aren't heard as much in hip-hop is that rap music was seen as a fad. It was expensive to record and put out records, so not a lot of females had the opportunity to do so. Fortunately, things changed in the 1980s. Rap began to be taken seriously as the records started to sell like crazy. Big concert events and tours started to make a lot of money. Hip-hop was now seen as a hot commodity. For many people, hip-hop was synonymous with masculinity. And while hearing a female on the microphone never used to be seen as unusual, females had to really prove themselves on the world stage to be heard. Which is a shame, because in the last episode I talked about how the Mercedes ladies in the inner city disco were just up on the stage, they were seen as peers, and were able to rock the shows and put on amazing concerts and just rhyme and rhyme and rhyme, and everyone saw them as equals. It wasn't unusual to see a female on the stage. It wasn't unusual to see a female rapper. But with the recorded music, when hip-hop started to become a business, the men dominated it, and it took a while for the female artist to break through. And fortunately, we had groups like Salt and Peppa that really cracked that wide open and showed that there was an audience for female hip-hop. All of their albums were very successful, going gold or platinum or even better. And it paved the way for what was to come. Of course, any show focusing on the ladies of hip-hop in the 1980s needs to focus on two more acts. And unfortunately, I'm running out of time, and I'm not going to be able to give these two ladies the shine that they so rightfully deserve. So I'm just going to have to mention them briefly and do another episode to feature them. I'm talking about MC Lyte and Queen Latifah. Now, Queen Latifah deserves to have her own show. I could do an entire episode of what Queen Latifah has been able to do and her influence in hip-hop and even beyond. MC Lyte, once again, has got that underground kind of rapping mentality that Roxanne Shanté had, and MC Lyte was able to get a very successful career, and both her and Queen Latifah are still very visible doing their thing. Unfortunately, some of the best female hip-hop that you can hear is not being heard. Even today, females are still conspicuously absent, despite all of the gains that we've got from famous artists such as Salt and Peppa and MC Lyte and Queen Latifah, and into the 90s with Lauryn Hill and Eve and Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim. It's hard to mention too many other artists. If you ask a casual hip-hop listener, or even a devoted hip-hop head, name your five favorite female MCs. Some people can't even name five. But if you start talking about male MCs, they can name 20 or 50. And that's a shame, because female artists have a voice. And they're, as Shad said in one of his songs, the better halves, the dudes. And when we're not listening to female rap, we're missing half of the story. And that's a great point. And that's one of the reasons I really wanted to do this show and spotlight all of the women in hip-hop and shine a light on that, so we can see that that's a powerful voice and one that we need to hear. We're going to have a lot more female artists to bring to you on Dope FM, and we've already brought a lot. Go to chasemarch.com, click on the interview tab, and listen to the Eternia interview I did. It was pretty amazing to be able to sit down and talk with her, and her album was one of my favorite albums of 2010, along with KDL and with Dessa. If you haven't checked those albums, go to chasemarch.com right now and find my best 10 of 010 post. I just wanted to talk about the beat you're listening to in the background, that Slack of the Beat Child. I got to interview him last year too, and those are off of Beat Tape Volume 3. Alright, so don't forget to check out Dope FM each and every Saturday night overnight on CFMU 93.3 on your FM dial in Hamilton, or check us out online at dopefm.cjb.net. Look forward to more shows about females in hip-hop, as we've only just scratched the surface with this and the last episode. And don't forget, you can download these for absolutely no charge, free podcasts, anytime you want, at chasemarch.com and at dopefm.mypodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Chase March, and you better know your history.